Welcome to A Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo, authors of The Financially Intelligent Parent.
I'm Dr. Eileen Gallo.
And I'm John Gallo. Let's continue our discussion of allowances. Eileen, how is the amount of the allowance determined, and what should it cover?
The amount of your child's allowance depends on a number of factors, the most important of which are your values, what's included in the allowance, and the age of your child. We think that the best approach is to figure out in advance what you expect the allowance to cover, and then sit down and discuss the matter openly with your kids. You want to find that happy medium where the amount is not so low as to be unreasonable, but not so high that your child doesn't have to make choices about how to spend his money. In some families, children receive such large allowances that they rarely, if ever, have to make tough decisions about purchases, or save for weeks or months to make a special purchase.
As your kids get older, allowances should cover more items. By the time your kids are 12, or perhaps even younger, start thinking about including a clothing allowance. Giving your kids a fixed but reasonable amount to spend on clothing provides them with an opportunity to make choices.
A variation on the clothing allowance theme is to set a dollar limit on the amount you're willing to pay for certain items and let the kids use their allowance if they want something more expensive. You might put a dollar limit on how much you'll pay for jeans. If your children want a more expensive pair, they pay the difference out of their allowance. Often they quickly learn that they really didn't need that $200 pair after all. Other items covered by an allowance as your kids get older can include going to the movies, renting videos, buying CDs, and presents for friends.
At the start, the allowance should cover no more than a week. As your child approaches adolescence, it might cover 2 weeks or even a month. By increasing the intervals, you help your child learn to budget for longer periods. By the time your child is in high school, an allowance should cover a month. In college, we recommend that you consider basing it on a full academic quarter or semester.
This has been a Financially Intelligent Parenting Minute, brought to you by Eileen and John Gallo.